Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Shure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Shure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. The Michigan State Police from the Carroll Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He faces 15 charges, including 3 counts of discharging a firearm in or at a building, 1 count of carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, felonious assault, interfering with electronic communications, 5 felony firearm counts, 3 counts of assaulting, resisting, obstructing a police officer, and domestic violence. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 855-864-2374. That's 855-VOICES-4 for confidential help. Facebook sharing button. Yep. Okay. And a judge has found a 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trim's Unlimited in Elmont, last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at a hospital. Channer was arrested after police chased through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. 2 Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. And Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man charged with assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was his first face-to-face appearance after previously re-participating in hearings via video. During his hearing before 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Judge Graff stopped proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, saying removing them entirely would be disproportionate for the matters at hand. Under an earlier order, Robinson may wear civilian clothes during pretrial hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but must wear the least restrictive restraints possible due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during a Turning Point USA event in Utah Valley University in Orem. Prosecutors have indicated that they will seek the death penalty if he is convicted. The hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in decisions about what court information and recordings may be released. A further hearing on media access is scheduled later in December. When we come back after the Shure Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Shure Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. now located under the same roof as Sure Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store. Sure Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Sure Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Sure Family Pharmacy have you covered, with 4 locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elton, and Sebring. Sure Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, travelers across the United States without a real ID-compliant license or valid passport will soon face an extra $45 fee at airport checkpoints, according to a new Transportation Security Administration policy that aims to encourage compliance with federal identification standards, but is already raising concerns among some consumer advocates and travel industry representatives about added costs and confusion. And in our international news, Bulgaria's government has resigned following mass protests over corruption and governance, adding to a series of leadership changes in recent years and creating fresh uncertainty just weeks before the country is scheduled to join the Eurozone, as European officials and financial markets watch closely for signs of political stabilization. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with 4 convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? Your precision.